Okay, we have two topics today. First topic is the topic of Aliyah. Second, the source of our discussion is actually, interestingly, a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which discusses Kasher and Kelu. And source one, Tosfot says, Yesh Mesirin Kara V'Tof Machbad Anish. Some people, how do you normally Kasher? How do you do Avodah? So you have to boil up this big pot of water, and then you can dunk something in. So let's say you used a fleshik spoon for milchik, let's say. So you boil up this big pot of water until it's extremely boiled, really hot, and you drop in your spoon, and the spoon is now kosher. Okay, that's generally what we do. So here, Tosfot is discussing a different case. Let's say instead of dropping that spoon into a huge pot of water, you want to drop the spoon into a small pot. So you're going to boil up this huge pot of water. You're going to take a small pot, put it in that huge pot of water and fill it up. And then you're going to take out that pot and you're going to drop the spoon in it. Does that count? It says, Yesh mesimin kara betoch machbar ala ish, ad sheri tichur ola tochat kara. So now the inner pot, that second pot that you stuck inside, is itself hot. Umeoto kara magilin. And from that pot, that's where you do hagala. Ubazem is supakri, one of the Balei Tosfot, he had a suffix. Im zimawil ke kli rishon im lav. Is this considered a kli rishon or not? V'tala hadavar lachmir and decided to be machmir v'asar behen lahagil the chashav kli sheni. He says that doesn't work for hagala. Hagala, to kasher your kli, it needs to be in a kli rishon. Now why is that our source of the discussion from that second? Because that pot is really what we're doing. What are we doing? You have a big pot of soup, right? There's a fire, hopefully covered, in Shabbos, there's a fire. So you're going to have a big pot of soup. And now what do you have? You have a bowl. You want some soup, correct? So you take this bowl. How do you get from the soup to your bowl? With a ladle. Okay? So we have this other device known as a ladle, or a musical note. Yes?
Well, what's the translation of the topic?
Matseket is a ladle. Davar Gush is a solid object that we're going to discuss soon. That's the second topic. They're somewhat connected, but they're separate topics.
Just on a side point, are you allowed to cook this single wacky man?
Was it pre-cooked?
It's like noodle. Like
was it pre-cooked?
I have no idea.
Ah, so
like, is it you get it?
So I can't pass in a shiloh without knowing the mitzvahs.
Was it pre-cooked?
Right to the company.
Okay,
right to the company. Find out.
Is noodle or pasta? Is pasta generally pre-cooked?
No, but maybe they do because they want to make it instantaneous. That's what I'm saying. Find out. And then it's possible that if you're stuck, and you can do it in a kli shlishi. But again, then you get into that thing where Rav Rimon said that you shouldn't be in that habit of cooking things on Shabbos, even if
it's
technically pre-cooked. So then it's a problem. Okay. Fine. So we have a hot soup on the fire. We have to get it to your bowl. So you're going to take this ladle and put it in the soup pot, dish out some soup, and pour it in your bowl. Right? So now, the question is, what is the status of this bowl? It's not a kli rishon. This is the kli rishon. Is the bowl a kli sheni or a kli shlishi? Why would it be a kli sheni or a kli shlishi? Depending on if you count this spoon as anything. You didn't pour it from the soup, from the big pot. It's too hot and heavy. You used a ladle. Does the ladle itself count as a kli? So let's look at the Pri Chadash. So Pri Chadash, quoting this Tosfot, who is the Pri Chadash? Pri Chadash was Rabbi Chizkia de Silva, who lived in the 17th century. Okay? You will also find him on the side of the page of the Shulchan Aruch. And he quotes this Tosfot. So I didn't bother repeating Tosfot. He quotes it word for word. And he's medayik something from this Tosfot. Mashma, she'im shoev b'kli min ayora rotacha, pshitalu dehavi kli sheni, lefi shemitzdalanim hamayim kishe'inam nishpachim min ayora atzmo. What is the svara as to whether we're going to say this ladle is a kli rishon or kli sheni? we said that Tosot gave us the svara behind what a kli rishon is and what a kli sheni is. What is the svara? Why kli sheni doesn't cook while kli rishon does cook? So Tosot says, since a kli rishon was on the fire, its walls remain hot. Therefore, food in a kli rishon, even once off the fire, tends to remain hot. On the other hand, a kli sheni was never on the fire. So even if the food in there is hot, since it doesn't have hot walls, it's not going to retain its heat and it's going to get cold. But within that, the past few weeks, we've been discussing a few ways of rephrasing that. Could it be that it's as long as it doesn't have hot walls, or that it has cold walls? And that's going to come up again at the end of our share regarding the Dover Bush. But in other words, what makes something is a kli rishon only what was on the fire, and therefore if it has hot, it has hot walls, and anything else is not a kli rishon? Or is it the other way? A kli sheni is one that definitely has cold walls. Therefore it doesn't have anything hot, and therefore this might still have the view of the status of a kli rishon. Why would that be? Because where did you stick it?
Inside
a kli rishon. Probably on the fire. Possibly on the fire. So here, the Prichoder says that if you take it from the big pot, it's clear it's a kli sheni. Why? Because this item doesn't have those hot walls. Let's look at this Taz. The Taz says, V'tu da tosu katam, katu hatam, the ichar achiluk shebein kli echa the kli sheni, kli rishon the kli sheni, who the kli sheni mitkarer machmat she'in dachnotei chamin, since its walls are not hot, al kein holech mitkarer, therefore the food gets colder. V'zeh vaday dachnotei rotchin sharei huchma berotchin the kli rishon. So here you have two people who looked at our exact same situation. And one of them looked at this kli sheni, this ladle, as a kli sheni, and one of them looked at it as a kli rishon. Why? Very simply, is the definition of a kli rishon only that which has hot walls, or that which doesn't have cold walls? Meaning, how hot do its walls have to be considered a kli rishon? Only if it was actually cooked on a flame, or even if it was inside the item that was cooked on a flame. Let's look at the Chazon Ish, source 4. Chazon Ish is discussing Hagalas Kelim and Hilchos Pesach. He's talking about the Kelim you might have to kasher if you want to use them for Pesach. So he says, Seder Klei Asuda, Sheshovchim min HaKedera L'tok Harav Dola. Let's say you have a big soup pot, and then you have another big pot that you pour in as a serving dish. Like they do in Yeshiva here, they bring the soup to the table in what? Larger serving bowls, correct? Yes?
Yeah.
Big metal bowls?
Okay.
V'shovin min akara bekaf, and from that second bowl, that's where you stick in the ladle. V'nonim letzluchin kol echad v'echad, then you pour it into each individual bowl.
That's a complete chamishi, because they use a ladle to get into that bowl.
Do they?
Is it an issue if they...
Maybe
they pour it.
Yeah.
They have a giant thing and it's on a wheel and they crank it. You didn't have to turn a nut on Friday night yet?
No.
Oh, they have a giant pot that turns slowly. And they pour it into these containers.
Then.
What?
Not so
for
then.
Okay. So, and they put in everybody's bowl. And sometimes they actually just pour it from this bowl into that sluchit. V'im shoavin mitofak dera b'shasha diala ish kaf atzma nasik kli rishon. If this ladle is in the big pot while it's on the fire, then it's a kli rishon. V'atzluchit naserik de klipa. V'im shoavin min akdera la'achar shevira mela ish. If it's in this pot once it's off the fire, then nira Midivrei Rishonu Shevi Atal Sham Shemashe Bekaf Havi Din Klei Sheni. So here we have a middle stance of the Chazon Ish. Okay? We had a machloket. The Pri Chadosh said the ladle has a din klisheni, and therefore this bowl would have a klishlishi. The Taz said this ladle has a din kli rishon, therefore the bowl is only a klisheni. Says the Chazon Ish, I am a chalik. When the ladle is stuck into this kli rishon while it's on the fire, the ladle has its din of a kli rishon as well. When the ladle is stuck in the kli rishon while it's off the fire, then the ladle has the status of a kli shlishi, which would make the bowl, therefore, a kli shlishi. Let's look at two Mishnah Berurahs that seemingly contradict each other. And we're going to look at the way the Shmira Shabbos Kilchata explains the Sira, and the way the Minchat Yitzchak explains the Sira. And then we will be able to come to a conclusion about how we view the ladle. So let's look at the first Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Kol shekein mikri kishi iru min akli rishon chir tikva achamim betocho l'toch kli zeh mutar afilim yatzal edepo aval im shoev bekli reikon. You take an empty vessel, such as this ladle, mitoch kli rishon, yesh omrim, so the Mishnah Berurah has it as a yesh omrim, de dino ke kli rishon. Its status is a kli rishon if you stuck it in the kli rishon. U befrat im mashe kli reikon betocho al shemal retifat avalim mikri kli rishon. And Mishnah Berurah says, furthermore, if you leave the ladle in the soup, as sometimes happens, for example, you're serving a portion, and you serve a portion, and everybody goes, and you leave it in the soup. And then somebody wants seconds, and you go back. Where was the ladle the whole time? The ladle was in the soup. So even if you want to tell me the ladle is normally a kli sheni, you left it inside the kli rishon, possibly on the fire. Can you tell me that it's not a kli rishon, says Mishnah Berurah? Therefore, he says, it's vada mikra kli rishon. Well, that's the first Mishnah Berurah we have. This is Siman Shinyan Ched and Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Pei Zayin. Now let's look earlier, that same Siman in Siv Katan Mem He. Perish. This is what we were discussing a little bit last time about putting bread in your soup, or your cholet. Noten lachem v'marak shalat chillen v'karashi kli sheni. V'chein mashe nogin eze anashim kis oshin chamin miragli behima. Doesn't like it. In order, even if it's a klisheni, he said the bread, because we're possibly choshesh to yesh bishalach harafia, he says don't put it in until it cools down. Or, and this is the important line, Shele kol hapachot gishav bekaf min akdera kedei shiyeh hakara kli shlishi. Minimally, it's not just kli rishon and kli sheni. Use a ladle in order to make the bowl a kli shlishi. So what is he saying happens? Normally you pour from the giant pot into the second one. And there the Ramah is telling you be very careful. So you don't want to be careful. You want to, meaning you, so the Ramah says, wait until it's not Yatzal edible. If you don't want to wait until it's not Yatzal edible because you want to eat your soup while it's warm, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kala Pachot, then use a ladle. And now you'll be making your bowl into a Kli Shlishi. So we have one Mishnah Berurah where he says, Yesh Omrim, that a ladle is a Kli Rishon. And certainly if you leave the ladle in, it's definitely Kli Rishon. And we have one where he says, I have a solution to get you out of your problem of your soup being a kli sheni. What's the solution? Use a ladle. Stira? You're with me? There's a contradiction? One place he says the ladle doesn't make the next item a kli shlishi, and one place it does. So, how do you explain this, Stira? So, there's two ways. First, let's start with Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata. Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata says, Shama Mishnah Berurah Sivkatimem Hey V'daka Shalosh Shata Matzeket Arvei Zman Mekdeiro. This is in a note in the Shmir Shabbos. He says, first is the Mishnah Berurah Mem Hey, where it says it's only where you didn't leave the ladle in the pot. Ayin Mishavuris got to pay Zayin, Lamorn, and meaning, sorry, one thing was Memhei, where he says, as the status of a Klisheni, making the next item Klishlishi, and then in Pei Zayin he says, wait, that's only where you're going to leave it there. So how do I explain this? Lamor Nireli Yashav Stira Mishnah Brura. How do I explain the Stira Misiv Katam Memhei, the Siv Katam Pei Zayin? Says the Shmir Shavs Kofata, Mikevan Shedeya Zo. Since I told you it's a machloket whether there is bishul acharafia. In other words, you bake this bread and now you're going to put it in your boiling hot soup. Is that going to continue to cook it? We have a rule: once an item is cooked, it can't be cooked again. It's not considered bishul. So some shitot say yes, it's not considered bishul. The item has actually been cooked. Here, the item has been baked, so it is considered bishul. But he says that itself is a machloket. So maybe we're choshesh to it, but you don't have to be choshesh with it in tandem. In other words, here, where we have a ladle, the ladle is itself a machloket. The ladle is not clear if its status is a kli rishon, like the kli rishon it was in, or itself is its own kli, it's a kli sheni, making your soup bowl a kli shlishi. So when I'm telling you the din regarding putting bread in your soup, I'm going to be mekel because putting bread in your, not to put bread in your soup is already a machloket. So I'm going to combine the machloket about yesh bishul acharafia or ein bishul acharafia with our machloket about matzeket. And therefore I'm going to tell you in general I may consider a ladle to be like a kli rishon, but when it comes to baking your bread, to re-cooking your bread by putting it in your soup, because people like dipping bread in their soup, so there I will be mekel. And look, this is how the Shmir Shavuos Kalchata says it explicitly in these next two halachot, in Siman Aleph, Sif Memchet, Mekevan Shemachnis in a Matzek L'tok Li Rishon, once you put the ladle in the big pot, it will be Pradamin, the Sheret Zman Ma B'tochek Dera, especially if you leave it there a long time, Yesh La Kol Dine Kli Rishon, it is considered a Kli Rishon. V'lachen Yesh because it has a din of kli rishon. Remember, we discussed iroi, pouring. When you pour this ladle, you can't pour it over something that can get cooked. If there's something on your plate, you want to pour it over. Like if you have this nice mushroom sauce, I don't like mushrooms, but people like these mushroom sauces, and they pour it over, I don't know, a bereka or something. So they're going to take it and pour it over. Is it going to cook on the way? Well, if we consider the ladle kli sheni, it's not a problem. But if we consider the ladle kli rishon, that's iroi from a kli rishon. So says the Shmir Shavuos Kalchata, if you left the ladle in, it's a kli rishon. But now look at what he says in the next halacha, Aleph Nun Tet. Hare yesh bishul achar afia, achar tzio v'achar tigun. We say there's no bishul achar bishul. You can't cook something already cooked. But you can cook something that was baked. You can cook something that was roasted. You can cook something that was fried, and vice versa. If you cook something, you could still bake it, fry it, or roast it, and that would be over on Bishul on Shabbos. Lefichach, also litain lechem etoch marak. You can't put bread in your soup. Oh, biskvitim, biscuits. Oh, matzah, or matzah, letoch hateh. Okay, I'll say, but into your hot soup or your, sorry, you can't put bread in your soup or biscuits or matzah in your tea, because apparently that's what people do. Ulam le'inyan zeh, ein le'matzekun le'kavdin kli rishon. For this regards, a ladle does not have the status of a kli rishon. V'lachein yesh makom la'akel v'yitain lechem l'marak shebutzak b'kli rishon l'topetz l'akim b'matzekun. If you use the ladle to pour it into the soup, for that regard, we are not going to consider the ladle still a kli rishon. We're going to consider the ladle its own kli, and therefore your bowl is now kli shlishi, and you can put in bread and croutons, etc. Yes.
At what point can't you put like a pirogan into the soup? Like when it's in the
what in the soup?
A pirogan or I don't know, croutons, whatever, baked out basically.
Okay.
Well, can you put it in when the soup's on the fire?
No.
Can you put it in when the soup's on the ladle?
So that's the machlok.
But you can definitely put it in when it's in the bowl.
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing is, can you serve the soup like when it's on the fire like that?
There's a small discussion regarding something like makis, which means mixing it, because rechoshesh, you're going to mix it too well. And and you're going to really be stirring it and helping it cook. So there's a little bit of a discussion when we'll get there. There's different views of Schechter from YU. I've heard him and seen him demonstrate. He said, when you say magus, we mean that you're going to give it a real mix. And therefore, when you're just serving it, that's not magus. And there's many, he's not Dutch up in this, there are many paskim like that. Others say, no, any mixing, and therefore we serve it while it's off the fire.
So I mean, like chicken schnitzel, we can serve it while it's on the...
Where you're not going to mix it, where you can just take it off?
Just take it off.
Unlikely. But why not just take it off?
Yeah, like if it's on the tray, if it's on the hot tray.
So why not just take it off?
Because it's probably easier just to serve it straight.
Okay, then it could be fine.
So there's no problem.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. So that was Shmir Shabbos Kilchata's answer. The Minchat Yitzchak, we've seen him before. He was the Rav in the Dayan in Manchester, England. And eventually made it there to Saul, became Rav Beis Din, the Charedis, if I recall. So he has a different answer to explain this Mishnah Berurah Stira. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Hei says it's a Kli Shlishi. Mishnah Berurah Pei Zayin, maybe B'Shem Yosh, Yesharim, Shem Shoi, B'Kav, Mek Kli Rishon, Enon Nishtav, and Nishtar Kli Rishon, B'Kav Gamke. Okay, that's the Stira. Says the Minchat Yitzchak, how do I explain? Hine Pashut. Kevan de Yesh Plukta Im Kav Shetakvala L'Karishon Yesh L'Din K'lirishon Mi Meila Havei Sveka Dedina Alkein B'Safik Shevein Kli Rishon L'Sheni Hechmir O B'Safik Shevein Kli Sheni L'Shlishi Hekel. He says it's very simple. We know already, because we've been having this Hilchos Shabbos class for a few weeks, that there is itself a machloket regarding the concept of kli shlishi, whether it exists, meaning there's just kli rishon, kli sheni, and everything's fine with kli shlishi, or whether now there's another set. So even if we're going to be machmir, we're going to hold like a kli shlishi, we're well aware of the fact that we're being machmir, that there's already a machloket. And yes, lechatchila, we might not allow you to put things in a kli sheni. We know deep down that the evidence is okay. And therefore, when I have a suffix regarding whether something's a kli rishon or kli sheni, I'll be machmir. But when I have a suffix regarding whether something's a kli sheni or kli shlishi, I'm going to be mekel. And therefore, he says, if you stuck the kli rishon, the label into a kli rishon, now we have a suffix kli rishon or kli sheni, we have to be machmir. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the ladle's a kli rishon. But if I stuck the ladle into the serving bowl of soup on the table, and now you want to know whether it has a kli sheni status or whether it makes a, or the kli rishon's off the fire, and I'm saying that it's far from the fire, now you want to know whether your bowl has a status of kli shlishi. In that regard, says the Minchat Yitzchak, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is including, you could be mekel. Let's do one more Mishnah Berurah, and then we will move on to our next topic. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'chein hu masa b'chol yom." You can see people do it. It's mutter. This is the minhag. Shenotnu letoch akara kitniot umarin mikli aleihem mikli rishon rotem shel basar. You can put some kind of vegetable in your bowl, and you can pour on it some sauce from a kli rishon. Why? The kevan shalon itzdan legamrei lo shach bo bishul, since it's not completely cold, these vegetables, they're not bishul. Vefshel shalazek yivein or ramah. Okay, this is all background, not the part I'm trying to get to. Komako mashom yagin avram b'maskanato. The av she'en limchot b'yad anogim lahakel, tov yoter linhog shelo le'arot arotem min akli rishon nakara, al mashe betocho kim bekaf. Don't pour directly from the pot, rather use a spoon. Remember, we said Eroi Kli Rishon is Kli Rishon. So here we're saying use a spoon, use the ladle. V'im ha-kitniot im ha-marach she-bekara nitzdan le'in le-gavrei v'vad le'ish midina lizhar she-lo l'shpoch alim Kli Rishon kim al-yidei kaf. Definitely, you should be using a spoon. So here, it seems that whoever uses, relies on this ladle, making it a Kli Shlani, your bowl is Kli Shishi. So, certainly there's what to rely on. We saw that was the view of the Pri Chadash. We saw that unless you, the Mishnah Berurah has it only as a Yesh Omrim, that if you leave it in the pot, so then therefore otherwise it could definitely be its own Kli Shani. And the other one would be Kli Shlishi. So ideally, I would tell you, let's be choshish lechatchila to make sure to use a ladle and not leave it in. And if so, if you left it in, it's still a kli rishon. But b'di'evet, you have it in this bowl and you want to have it in that bowl, you can definitely put bread in. And a lot of the times, these croutons, the yellow croutons that they have, those are fried. So now you're getting into, again, similar to the machloket of yesh bishul achar afiyah. So here it's yesh bishul achar tigun. And since they're cooked, and it's a kli shlishi, or a machloket, whether it's a kli shlishi, so both according to this, the way the Minchat Yitzchak understands this machloket, the steer of the Mishnah Berurah, and according to the way the Shmiras Shabbos, that should definitely be okay. And with that, we conclude the topic of ladles. Let's move on to Davar Gush. Davar Gush is not named after this yeshiva. Davar Gush is a hot, solid substance. For example, you take a piece of meat from your chulent, or a piece of schnitzel from your pot. That piece of meat was in a kli rishon. It is now on your plate. Your plate is a kli sheni. But we know that this piece of meat can be very, very hot. In fact, its insides can be even hotter than its outsides. And I guess that fluctuates. But we know it can be very, very hot. So therefore, we're going to consider the possibility that even though this hot, solid substance is now on a kli sheni, it retains its status as a kli rishon. That is the chiddush of what's known as a davar gush, a hot, solid substance. So it says, let's start with the Shach. The Shach quotes a sefer known as the Isreter Aruch, who says that filu b'kli sheni nidon b'kli rishon kol zman shel yatzal ledibo. As long as it's hot, even if it's on a kli sheni, it retains the status of a kli rishon as long as it's hot. Mitzarech Hagala, this is a Shach and Yoredeya regarding kashering a pot. Okay, meaning not our context, but just to understand the concept. Ho'il v'hu davar gush. V'chein dat maharshal v'sir v'heder shaloi. He also wrote a sefer on kashrus. The davar gush can don basar, chayot sebo, she'inu tzalul, something that's not clear, something that's not a liquid. En chilap ben kli rishon l'kli sheni, kol zman sheyatzal ledibo, asr. So first we have the isir v'heder ha'aroch, and the Maharshal, both saying, what are they saying? That Davar Gush could Kli Rishon Kol Zman Shayatza Ledibo. Clear? Why would that be true? Let's understand. What have we been explaining as Tosfos logic about the difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni? We said it has to do with the walls. Are the walls hot or something that was hot on the fire? And therefore, it is going to maintain its heat. So do we consider the outside of this piece of meat like those walls that help the item maintain its heat? Because as opposed to a liquid, the liquid, when you take it from a kli rishon and pour it into a kli sheni, by nature of it being a liquid, what does it do? It takes the shape of the kli sheni. So I guess all the walls of the kli sheni warm it up. This hunk of meat, or schnitzel, maintains its shape even in the kli sheni. So when you put it on that plate, its walls are the plate, or its walls are itself. So here we have the Isser v'Heter and the Maharshal saying it's considered a kli rishon even if it's in a kli sheni. Why? Since it doesn't touch the walls of the vessel, there's no great significance to the fact that you transferred it from one vessel to the other. On the other hand, we'll actually go back to the Shach in a second. Let's get to the Gra. The Gra says, disagreeing with this Maharshal, Marshal Katav Darva Gush, Ein Chilak Ben Kli Rishon Kli Sheni, Ubedarche Moshe, the Darche Moshe is the Ramah. On the other hand, the Darche Moshe disagrees and says that the item is now since it's in a klisheni, it has the status in klisheni, it's enough that it touches it. Why? Because it doesn't have the walls to keep it warm, which is what Tosfot says it needs. Davar gush. The klisheni. Now let's go back to the other shach that I skipped. A little bit he's going to explain, and a little bit he's going to give us one of the six cases. Let's say like this first. Even though we have this machloket, and big poskim, both sides say both of them, when we're choshesh, if we are, even if we are choshesh, let's say like that, there are six. There are many, many times where we're mekel, where there's any extra logic to be mekel, we are mekel in this one. And I'm going to give you six examples. Okay? So first, let's go back into the other shach, and it's going to contain one of the examples. Dat mahar shalvis v'heter shalo v'sifro, d'vidavar gosh kegon chatichat basar or a piece of meat, or dog, or fish, or orez, or what, rice, or dochan, I think that's like millet, Tamarin Khamin a Kadera Mayatza Lidabo, Dino Olam Kakli Rishon. In Yodi Lachri, I don't know how to paskin, Raknirali, that Tosot explains that Tam Lachalik ben Kli Rishon, the Kli Sheni, the Kli Rishon, came in Sha'amad Alam, or Dofno Tav Khamin, Umaxi Chomos Ban Ruba. Since its walls are hot, it keeps it hot longer. I explained that that's the logic of the Machloket. In Kain Nira, that called Taloy ben Defanot, everything depends on the walls. In Cain, Davar Gosh, Nami came with the Mikra Yaveh, Lo Shaykh Bod Tfanot. Since it's hot and dry, it doesn't have walls. Chen Katab Isaratur, Davar Yaveh, Shlekat Tfanot, Mikaron, Mavashla Olam, Kozman Shayatzel Ledabo. So they explain, Isaratur explains explicitly that that's the logic. Why do I say Davar Gosh is like Kli Rishon? Because its walls stay hot, or it doesn't have walls to cool it down. Mihu. And this is going to be one of our six. If it's ke'ein rotev, if the rice or millet is so soft and smooth as to be almost sauce-like, nirad diyesh l'smoch adivrei rav, then we can rely on the Ramah. Chayin mashav esir v'heter sham d'davko v'davar yavei shlo shayach lisheni. Specifically something dry. Ugat v'ulai, even though the Marshal doesn't say this, maybe the Marshal would agree. Like Amar Marshal, look, Amar Nala v'dochas va'on, or is a dochan she'enam tzulin, they're not liquid-like. V'chein mashma midvar of Shammai, and you know, I could be medayik and fetch it into his words. That's what the Shach says. So the first nafkamina that we are going to have is if we are talking about a fluid, dry food. Food is sauce-like. But don't picture it as a sauce, because the sauce is a liquid already, and the liquid doesn't have any discussion of a davar gush. We said davar gush is only for a hot solid item. So here it's a soft solid. Okay? Not to create too many oxymorons here. Fine. That's one. Two. Mishnah Berurah, four sources from the bottom, says Koshikin Lefi Mashinog in Litena Vatsal and the Tocha Tavshil Shud Dabar Gush. Oh, this is not the one. One minute. Let's get that one. Next Mishnah Berurah. Sorry about that. Next Mishnah Berurah. Kuf Yudchet. B'mavir the Shipot Shetachu V'lov Vatsli Meish. You have the skewer that you were roasting meat on. Kol Zman Shud Yerotech Sheyatza Ledebo Asa Letochalav. You can't spread any sauce or marinade on the meat while it's on the skewer that was in the fire. Even if you take this meat off your skewer, off the spit, and you put it on the plate, usher. Why? That is why I put the previous Mishnah Berurah. So let's just go there for a second. This is the Mishnah Berurah passing the halacha that rechoshish to a davar gush. Be careful from pouring onions on your hot meat. So the Mishnah Berurah says we're choshi to this Kli Rishon thing. But even so, says the Mishnah Berurah in our next one, Mikol Makom B'Diavad Ein Lesser. Kishumunach B'Kli Sheni, Zarchinan Al-Posim, the Kli Sheni, Einu B'Vash B'Kol Gavni. So our second heter is B'Diavad. When the Mishnah Berurah says, we paskin like this heter in our shalt, B'Choshish, that Dabar Koshin, the Kli Sheni, has the din of a Kli Rishon against the Gran Ramah, he says that's only L'Chadchilu. B'Diavad, it'll be okay. That was two. Next, three. Igron Moshe. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Ha'im mutar litein ketchup. You know that Hebrew word? Ketchup. Catsup, tomato sauce, something like that. What do you call it in your country?
Tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce. Okay, good. Excellent. See? I'm eclectic. Litein ketchup b'shabbat al basar rotech hanimtza b'klisheni. Can I pour ketchup on my meat that's on my personal platter? Yesh kan bet chumro. Echa lachush l'dara marashal. In order to answer that, I, one, have to pass it like the marashal against the Ramah here, and say that the davar gush is like a kli rishon. And number two, lachush yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach. Here, how did they make the tomato sauce? They had to cook it in part of the making the process to turn it into that ketchup. So now we're going to say, I'm going to consider that you're cooking this ketchup on an item that is really deep down. I know it's a cliche-y. So he says, combining the two of them, well, it's not a problem. He says, but oh, to lie a ketchup, lo chashiv mashke, kevet shu abioter, maybe it's not a liquid, maybe it's a solid, and then definitely we say, ein bishul achar bishul, when it comes to a solid food. So therefore, our third way we're going to be nagel is when we are talking about a cooled, dry food. Fourth, Pirkei Tshuva. Pirkei Tshuva was Rav Avraham Tzvi Hirsch Eisenstadt, who lived in the 19th century, was a rav of many places in Lithuania. And on Shulchan Aruch HaRechayim, there was a sefer called Darchei Tshuva, which went through a lot of poskim and tshuvot, and added the notes on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. And he said, hey, that's really great. But nobody did that for the other three chalkei Shulchan Aruch. So he went and he did that for Yoredeya, Evena Ezer, and Choshe Mishpah. So on Yoredeya, says the Pirkei Tshuva, Hecha she'iru ha-basar ima rotev tocha kli sheni, az mitkara gama basar yedei rotev shemekara v'sobev basar kol stav. Right? We said when you pour the item into a kli sheni, it's a liquid, it has the status of a kli sheni, not a kli rishon. It's a chiddush that the meat retains its status as a kli rishon. He says if you pour the meat together with the sauce, with this liquid, you're going to tell me that the meat in it is a kli rishon. The sauce in it is a kli sheni. He says that doesn't make any sense. And therefore, davar gush together with a liquid is a kli sheni. Okay, so our fourth is davar gush with a liquid. Fifth, it's not a makorah sheet because I couldn't find the sefer. But I saw quoted that discussion, and this comes up all the time. Let's say you have on your plate multiple foods. So you have on your plate your salad, and you wanted to save room for your children, so you didn't eat all your salad. So you have some lettuce there. The lettuce has never been cooked, ever. It's totally raw. And you pour on this big hunk of hot children on your plate, or this big hunk of schnitzel or meat or whatever it is. And now, this really hot meat, which may, according to some, have the status of a kli rishon, is touching your cold lettuce. And it's going to heat it up. And it's going to cook it. So, shouldn't that be a problem? You would assume so. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has cited in a sefer known as Ma'ora Shalva, says, there's no reason to be stringent, because, first, davar gush is itself a machloket. So that's, again, one side. That is why I always give you both sides, so you can see there's always the other shita to be mitzarif, to be mekel. So one is that there's the machloken, and also you don't intend to cook it, and you're getting no benefit, It's also incidental or accidental, so it could possibly be classified as mitasik, so you're doing something while you're preoccupied. Probably the vegetables don't improve because who likes hot lettuce? And therefore, it's actually damaged. There's a sefer called Orchot Shabbos, which cites the son of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, possibly the name of his father, I forget. And he says the essential heat of what we're saying is a damar kush is the heat of what's inside it. Something touching the outer part of this meat would not be part of this iser as well. So that's yet another way that we are makel, is contact with the damar kush is not considered a kli rishon. And the sixth one is when it comes to sprinkling salt. We were discussing a few times that salt has like a special status. You're allowed to add possibly even to the sheni, the bishon, shalal aveish. We've been discussing that, and we may get to that a little bit more later. So salt would also not be a problem to put on your davar kush. So again, we have the Mishnah Berurah asking like this about Etan Marashal, saying davar kush is like a kli rishon while it's hot. But yet, we have six times that we're going to pass in the kula like the Gron the Ramah, if not the Rachilo, let's say. But even if we are going to say we're going to pass in like this, man, the Marshal, we're going to pass in like the Gron the Ramah when it's a fluid dry food. If you did it, the Eve definitely. If it's a cool dry food, if it's a dove or a gush coming together with a liquid, when it comes to incidental contact, or when it comes to salting it. Okay, that's it. Thanks for your time. Shkarach.